You don't have to understand the intricate rhythms of salsa music for those rhythms to move your body. Even when three or more percussionists are playing complex figures off against each other, they're doing it with a single goal, to get those dancers moving. Drummer and percussionist Freddie Miranda Jr. is bringing his brand of salsa to our Atherton studio this weekend. We talked the other day about his musical priorities.
This is dance music.
Right.
And you know, anything that gets the body moving will do. I believe it's not just the complexity of it, but rather the simplicity. Even though it might be complex because of the amount of musicians in it.
Right.
But the simpler you play when it comes to dance music, the more you reach out to people, the more you get. And the example I use for that is when you hear a group playing Latin jazz or playing four musicians, even though they're playing the same rhythms, they don't play as simple as when you hear an actual salsa band. You know, salsa bands just stay in the pocket.
Playing for dancers.
And play for dancers, you know. So that's...
Well, that's what's interesting to me about it, Freddie, is that, you know, on paper, I'm hearing something that I know is complicated, but the dance floor is packed because there's a really strong pulse coming through all those layers.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as far as salsa specifically, because Latin music is so wide, you know.
Right.
But as far as salsa music, it all starts with a clave pattern. Well, I mean, anybody who's a musician knows about this. Every rhythm has a clave. For example,
clave pattern.
Yeah, clave is like a key. It's a root pattern that the rest of the stuff kind of builds around.
That's the frosting on the cake.
Yeah. So with salsa music specifically, we're talking 2-3 or 3-2 pattern. So it would be like 1-2, 1-2, 3-4. Right? That's a 3-2 pattern. So
1-2, 3-1-2. 1-2, 3-1-2. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Right? But then the thing is, it's all based in the in four.
Well, yeah, because even as you said that, I could hear 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4 as like an eighth note pulse
running.
But
if you take away the 1-2-3-4, you don't hear a one unless you're playing on the one, which is every other bar. So 1-2-3-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2. See how the two part, you're not playing a one?
That little pause in there.
But then that three on the bar that has three bars, the last hit, that's the main accent. That's the one that gets the people dancing. So the conga drum, which I'm going to replicate with a bongo, the conga drum plays on the four. So it'll do something like this. Let's see how I can do here. 1-2, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe here. 1-2-3-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2. Got it?
Now, dynamically, the loudest was the three that time.
Yeah, because that's the main accent. Then you add the bass.
Right.
And the bass would go on a kind of polyrhythmic figure, like, and a two towards a four at all bars, basically. This is basic pattern, right? So 1-2-3-4. Then you add to that a cascada pattern, which is the drummer, the timbalero. Put the cowbell on, and that's your one. And then you build, you know, like a piano. Got it?
I'm trying, but it make sense, Freddie.
It's a build-up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you kind of put all that together, and that's what makes it. It's like a, It's like a machine. You know how in jazz music, the drummer basically is your only percussionist, and he plays all things.
Right.
This is, you could look at it as separating the limbs mm-hmm. and assigning a player to each limb.
Uh-huh.
To what the drummer does. Basically, that's how you can look at it, you know?
Well, you really have to, you know, for an ensemble player, I would think that you would have to really remain focused on this is my part, don't get distracted by what the other guys are doing.
Yeah. But most, because I've seen players who have learned it on the go, but most salsa and Latin music players kind of grew up doing it, you know, ethnically.
That's the other thing I was thinking as you're playing. It's like, I don't see how you could carry all this in your head without having grown up with it.
But, you know, that's a very interesting statement. When I joined the military, they knew about my the people I started working for. They heard about my skill set, you know, because in the American military, you don't get to do much salsa or none of that unless you have the right players.
Right.
And you do it. And they started asking me to explain it so that we could play a couple of Latin tunes within the band. And it was interesting because I had never, ever in my life, up until I joined the military, had to actually analyze that stuff to actually show it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole different game.
Having to break it down.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wait. Oh, this plays on four. Oh, the clavic does this. Oh, my God. You know, I had to write all of that down. To me, it was actually really cool for me to. I felt like I was learning it again because this time I was actually writing it down, and so that I could provide it to people and they could play it.
You're kind of learning it with a different part of your brain.
Oh yeah. I learned all that stuff as I was growing up. You know, I was 12 years old, let's say, and I would tell my mom, "Hey, mom, I'm gonna go to the basketball court." We would go play a couple games, and then we're tired, and we just look down, and we had a couple drums on the side, and we'd just play, you know, for fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I learned all that. Or going with my dad to his recordings and gigs, and you know, which was also a great deal of experience for me as far as learning.
But even sitting around at a basketball court with guys who were not professional musicians, everybody knew those different rhythmic parts that you just broke down.
Because we grew up listening to it and doing it, you know, it's just fun. Some might not be, even myself at that time, might not be technically developed or any of that, but you know, we knew how it had to sound, and it was fun, you know.
Well, you know, sometimes Freddie, with learning rhythm, I sometimes feel like the body understands before the mind does.
You just reminded me of something by saying that. I play when my very first drum clinic that I ever did. I remembered that a famous bass player I used to play for, Mr. Bobby Valentin, once told me he was a bass player for the Fania All Stars, and you know, and I recorded a couple albums for him, and we were talking rhythms and stuff, and he told me once that the most important thing for a Latin percussionist was not to actually play the instrument, but to actually know how to dance a little.
You know, I've heard that I've heard that advice given to me in the music I play. Same thing.
And I could understand it I actually started dancing more
before you play it.
I love going dance with my wife outside and all that, and I realized I was like, I know what I need to play to appeal the sensitivity of a dancer in the floor, who is the person I'm working for.
Well, that's the destination. That's your destination.
That's my target.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, that's but at the same time, sometimes you don't have the space for dancers, which is another interesting side of it.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be, in my opinion, but you know, all of this I'm saying is my approach to this.
Right.
Some other people might disagree or have a different approach to it. But the way I see it in my 30 years of experience in the Latin world is so sometimes the place you're performing is not 100% a dance floor or a place that you – and still you can play for dancers because they feel it.
Yeah.
But at that point you get to be a little creative and be a little bit more jazzy and do – and it's all about – You know how they say you can eat bacon, but you shouldn't eat too much because it's bad for you? Well, you know, I love bacon. So you can then play for musicians, but maybe not too much because too much is too much, you know, and it could be bad for you.
Percussionist Freddie Miranda Jr. leads his quintet in an evening of salsa and Latin jazz in HPR's Atherton studio this Saturday. Find out more on the Conversations Facebook page.